Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball. Blue Jays and Yankees are fighting about so much nothing. And new All-Star Game rules, new money, relievers, other stuff, fun stuff. It's the midweek episode. Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball, brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code TALKIN over there. No Trevor Plouffe today. Woo! Because he is a big leaguer in the booth now.
Yeah.
Well, not in the booth, but he will be in the booth, but he wasn't in the booth. He was on the sidelines. He got a crazy game to start off, but yeah, he's doing the real gig, Jake. How about that?
We're happy for him. I got a good chuckle this morning. I saw on his Instagram story he posted himself holding the mic with just Twins win. So, you know, he's in it. He's officially in it with his Twins. And, yeah, getting a 12-inning game as his first one, I think that'll be a funny asterisk for him to tell people years and years down the road.
Years and years down the road.
Jim, I'm running a little hot. I was getting here pretty early this morning, and I pre-ordered some Starbies.
Ooh.
Nightmare in there. You could tell it was going to be a nightmare.
Ooh.
25 minutes waiting for my coffee. All right, whatever. So that whole time, you're like brewing. It's like literally brewing. Walking by our office, there's a Dunks. Yeah. And I said, you know what? I'm a little hungry, and screw Starbs.
Screw them.
So I ordered some Dunks. Took 25 minutes. So I lost an hour to both coffee chains this morning. Both on-the-go coffee chains. So besides that, feeling good. Hit a hole-in-one on a golf simulator last night.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Putt-putt or real thing?
Butt-putt.
Which was it?
It was a real simulator, but it's just weird because you're like, I don't know. I just hit a ball into a wall. Like, I didn't hit a hole-in-one, but people were like, kind of celebrating like I did. And I was like,
people were watching. Were you with a group?
There was just people there. And it's like, you know, in golf, if you hit a hole in one, people.
Did you tell Nikki?
I don't know if Nikki knows yet.
Okay.
But like, hole in one trick shot, like he's a famous guy. He was there. He was like on cloud nine for me.
What do you mean he was there? Were you at an event?
Yeah. Five Iron had an opening at the one right by me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cousins was there. Tiki was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was kind of cool. And I told Tiki, I was like, hey, you challenged us to blitzball. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
He was really cool.
Got a new.
I was like, did you ever play? He's like, no. He's like, football and wrestling. He's like, wrestling told me a lot. And I was like, okay, are we about to wrestle?
Are we cool, Tiki? He wants
to. Jake's about
to
learn a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm running hot because it's the middle of the day for me. I got up at 4 and I've been working since 5. So I've just, you know, basically lunchtime.
Right.
I'm also excited to chat about baseball. I wish Trev was here because, one, there's some Yankees Blue Jays stuff that is kind of the top story in baseball right now. And we get it from both sides. Oh, you're dodging it if we don't talk about it. Oh, no one do this on Talking Yanks. If we do talk about
it, screwed either way.
Screwed either way. But we'll do bullet points because we are going to talk about it on Talking Yanks more. And then we have the new rules, you know, so where Labor Pod comes back and some funky All-Star Game rules and then some milestones that I think are like, you know, what to watch for, maybe, possibly, that are fun. That's the show.
That's the show.
Now, if you just read glossaries of books and then you tap out, you're done.
Thing. That's what will happen.
Yeah. If you're a headline-only guy, you've got them.
Let's do the Yankees-Jays stuff a lot because we got Aaron Judge accused of cheating. We got Domingo Germán kicked out due to cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did cheat.
It
seems like.
I mean, I don't know. The Blue Jays. I don't know. Like, embarrass themselves a little bit. It sucks because I'm a Yankees fan. But, like, Judge looks to the side before the pitch is delivered. obviously looking for intel. Like, there's no doubt, even before it became official, that he was, like, getting info from somewhere else about the forthcoming pitch.
Yeah, I think you need to preface that a little better before coming at the Jays a little bit, because some people might not even think we'd, like, admit that. Like, we very much think that Aaron Judge, who was talking to Rizzo before he came up, like, they think they had a tip on the catcher. Or actually, maybe we should phrase it like Buster.
Yeah. Well, we know what happened now. It's all out there.
Yeah.
Like, they had a tip on the pitcher, and Judge was looking sideways to get it because it was being relayed to him.
Yes.
Which is legal and part of the sport.
You should hope your team is doing that.
Yeah. So one of the things I learned from Trev is that if you're not playing or if you're a starting pitcher on the dugout, you are looking for tips the entire game. That's like your job,
right,
as a bench player, is like to be looking for tips and tells to tell the batter. The announcers are like, and I don't fault the Blue Jays announcers at all. People are giving them a hard time, but it's weird what Judge did.
Right.
You would be like, what's that? Where's he looking as the pitcher winds up? They were like, we don't want to cause any allegations. Obviously, you're going to, but...
Yeah.
But yes, it's weird that he was looking to the side as the pitch. I don't fault them at all.
Once they do notice that,
yeah,
that's a weird thing.
And then it's awesome that they're like, they go, oh, he just did it again. And he hits a home run. It's like, that was awesome.
What voice was that?
That's Buck Martinez.
Yeah, it's a little bit of how you phrase it and not what you say, how you say it. And, again, fast forwarding to Buster's tweet that we've been laughing about for 24 hours now, it's just we live... Baseball has been littered with cheating throughout the entire sport that, you know, Buster Olney, who is a legend, short king, Mount Rushmore of baseball, didn't want to put in the tweet that the Jays could have been tipping their pitches. Instead, he started the Civil War again?
Yeah, you know, they were betraying the identity of the forthcoming pitch. So anyway.
Two of those words, like, shouldn't be used anymore.
So Schneider of the Blue Jays, the manager, he comes out and says, oh, we got to watch where the base coaches are standing, because that's part of the issue here. Mm. In the history of baseball, the base coaches have never stood in that box. Like, if you've ever been to a game live, they have never stood in that box.
And like at then, any level.
No, like never close. The third base coach never stands in that box. If he does, he's not doing it on purpose. It just happens to be where he wants to be. But they're either like way back if they're scared of like Stanton being up.
Yeah.
Or if there's a runner on second, they're way more towards home plate because they want to be able to get in his eye line as he's rounding third.
I mean, there's a reason it's not a fully complete box.
It's a bracket. But then during the game... they start jawing with the Yankees third base coach about not standing in the box. And I said on my post-game recap, like, if you're going to do that, you got to go pull your third base coach aside and be like, I know you usually don't stand in the box, but going to need you to be firm in that box today. Otherwise, you're going to make us look like fools. The next inning, the Blue Jays third base coach comes out, does not stand in the box. And then Boone's like jokingly giving shit back.
Yeah.
And it is half, or it, maybe more than half, like, they're being petty. Like, Boone, when he was doing that
so
back,
petty.
Was, like, wasn't really mad, or is mad, but it's a petty mad. And Schneider said that they were, like, jokingly giving Rojas shit. Like, it was half petty, half tongue-in-cheek, but then Rojas, like, was like, shut up, and then it became real. So the whole thing was just really silly. And then it comes out, the pitcher, who Judge hit the home run off, comes out and admits to, is it Rosenthal's article?
I believe Rosenthal.
That he's like, yes, I was tipping. I take my hand out of my glove in my windup, and the first base coach can see the grip I'm holding the ball with. He said, also, my whole pacing and delivery was different for each pitch. So, okay, you got a lot going on.
Come on, Jay Jackson. you're triple tipping your pitches, man?
So... it's just gamesmanship. So the Blue Jays can be upset that the first base coach is helping give signs because they don't want that to happen, but they also know it's not illegal and that they would do it as well. So, I don't know. The whole situation's kind of really funny.
Yeah, and, you know, both teams, who, Jim, the past couple years, whenever the Yankees do something, I don't know, over the top or trash talky, you get pretty frustrated because it's always bitten them in the butt. This is a little different, but just the look of Domingo Germán getting ejected the next day is tough when all the internet talked about was you know, are the Yankees cheating for 24 hours? That's not great.
Yeah.
And hey, this whole thing for the Blue Jays, like, you know, we've goofed and gaffed about it. I think all baseball fans have that, you know, the Blue Jays, the popcorn, and this is the movie, and then they haven't won a playoff game. Like, hey, man, Blue Jays, you guys got to go. Like, you guys have to do something. The AL East, it was, you know, the Yankees were in last place. Well, guess what? They're now tied with the Blue Jays. Like, if the Blue Jays aren't careful, think about who this Blue Jays team is. They were supposed to be next. Vlad, Bichette, they went out and got Springer. They got pitchers that, like, hey, man, a really good team, two really good teams in the American League are going to be left out. You guys need to, like,
yeah,
win they games might, and go they and could, not yell at third base coaches.
Yeah, well, they like yelling. They like causing scenes. But I was glad because when the Yankees yell.
They got their manager fired last year. And we're like, good.
Because he didn't have any chutzpah. So that's why Schneider's showing all the chutzpah.
Schneider's got chutzpah.
Yeah, I sat next to Schneider in a demonstration once. We said hi. But the Blue Jays are still good. They've been a little weird this first two games of the series, and they could win the next two easily, but they should have won yesterday when the Yankees had to do all that pitching, and they didn't, and it's kind of odd. But anyway, the whole like back and forth, and I'm building the breakdown, but there's more to come. There's two more games, and this whole thing has been so petty. The Domingo Germán stuff, he gets ejected. The quote the umpire said is the same as the Phil Cuzzy group was sure is like stickiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Which it feels like that's what they're being told to say because it's just so subjective. And I
what's the stickiest thing you've ever touched?
Tree sap, probably.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Domingo Germán
touched spider tag. He did touch spider tag.
Domingo Germán had stuff on his hands. Tree sap stickier than spider tag. Tack, but I don't think it sticks to the second object.
It's just different sticks to stickiness.
It just sticks to your skin.
It's different.
Super glue pretty sticky too.
Yeah.
But see, it doesn't stick to the next
cement?
Thing.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if it's an adhesive, but I don't know if it's sticky. That's a very interesting.
It's an interesting
like
lane.
Velcro adhesive, sticky insert magnets, very sticky. Like I've touched a magnet that's probably the
magnets
sticky.
Are ultra
but it's a different
sticky,
thing. Yeah. What is sticky?
Slimy sticky.
I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah, we got caught in the stickiness a little bit.
Germán cheated is what I was saying, but the umpires should have to say more than, it wasn't rosin and it was the stickiest thing I've ever felt.
Yeah.
Because that, if a third person gets ejected and then a third umpire says that, then we're just like, okay, so this is right. Just your line?
Yeah.
Like, you need to give us more than, the only thing I do know is that was not rosin and it was the stickiest thing I've ever felt. Okay. Man, that's nothing. Like, if this was law or, like, even a parking ticket, like, yeah. I don't know how fast she was going, but it's the fastest car I've ever seen. Yeah. That's not
wouldn't it hold up inadmissible. In the court of law. No, I mean, we talked about this the first time with, like, Scherzer and stuff. Like, shouldn't they have, like, a Schwab test or something? Like, literally, there's technology and science, right? Like,
give me, like, a Dr. Fauci type. Like, give me some guy in a lab coat at every stadium.
I can get you that.
Mr. Sticky, we'll call him.
I got some guys.
Got some coats.
Mr. Right. Sticky and a doctor coat at baseball games.
I mean, that's a whole new thing.
All this stuff is kind of shady, Jim, but you know it's not shady?
My eyes.
Shady Rays! Oh. I love Shady Rays. I just put on a pair, and it completes my cult leader work that I've been working on lately. Shady Rays, they're the best in the biz, Dale. World-class product, and they're good. Like, there's some of those expensive brands out there that you got to really empty the wallet for. Not Shady Rays, and not with this deal they're giving you. They're affordable as is, but with code TALKING, you're getting 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Summer's basically here. It's been hot out. Go get yourself a pair of sunglasses. Go get yourself 2. Go get yourself 11. Why not? Maybe some as gifts. Click the link in the description. Code TALKING, 50% off 2 or more pairs of Shady Rays. And they've been a big part of our Blitzball stuff. So if you've been checking that out, you've seen. And me and Jimmy actually have some of our own pairs coming out soon.
Yeah.
So that's pretty electric. Whoops.
Whoops.
Not Trevor.
No.
Not sideline Trevor.
Yeah.
Sideshow Trevor, some would say.
Sideshow Trevor, no.
No.
He doesn't like, he hates that.
Well, he's looked great in every picture I've seen.
He has looked great.
You know what? You know what Trev is sincerely going to hate? That we're about to do some labor potting without him.
Yeah.
Because he's a big labor pod enthusiast. He likes getting down to the nitty gritty. And we got some updates from the collective bargaining agreement.
Collective bargaining agreement.
Put on your thinking caps because we're about to go to school. Mm. No, but everyone's getting more money.
Money, 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 money.
The major league minimum salary is being raised, Jake. 700 grand. If you become a professional,
that's a lot of money.
Baseball player, if you dedicate your life, probably from age 12 to, could be 24, man, could be 23, 25. You know, if you dedicate your whole life to one profession,
yeah,
and one skill set, and then you get promoted to the top 1% of all people who attempt that. All
right.
You will make $700,000. I wonder how that goes for other industries. Like if I'm the top 1% of all fabricators, you know, just a welding guru, what am I making?
Fabricators.
Yeah, what am I making?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing elite level jobs, like, because you'd be doing what? Like stuff at big buildings and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you repair the Statue of Liberty?
Probably also a great.
What's that made out of?
Fabricator, copper.
Green copper? Like, stop lying. What's it made out of?
Fabricator, you know? High-end salary.
Before we dive further into that.
Shit. It's not what I thought.
Always be happy about that.
It's not 700 grand.
The more money in baseball, the better. And it's always funny, dude, that, like, they're contractors basically, so they get paid city by city. So they were were joking the other day because the Rays played the Yankees and the Mets, and normally if they're at home, their paychecks are Florida tax-free paychecks. Instead, they were in New York and got New York taxes for like a week. So it's, imagine if you're the minor league guy that gets called up that week because you get paid for those games. Well, it's
starting pitchers if you miss a series and starting pitchers. Yeah. They get paid day by day. But that's nice because there's always been a fun fact I've said at Yankee Stadium. Where their billboard on the outfield wall, they get $1 million for a billboard for the whole season. And when Oswaldo Cabrera was standing out there, I was like, that guy, they pay that guy half of that billboard behind him. And there's 12 or 15 billboards along the whole wall.
Shuffle that money over.
Like the outfield wall, Yankee Stadium makes $15 million. So when you really put Judge's 40... in the context.
Yeah, I've got a buddy that works at Gillette. I might be able to get the actual number on that.
I think it's somewhere around
you
there.
You pay Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yeah.
Be a Yankee. No, it's good, and it's a reminder that, yeah, that's a ton of money, but these guys do work for it, and the average MLB career is still like 3 years. So, you know, think to put in every day of your life until age, you know, 29 for most of these guys. It's great. Like Trevor Plouffe's still like a young, healthy man, and he doesn't play baseball anymore. He's a sideline reporter.
Yeah, you got to max out those
media
earnings.
Guy.
Got to max out the earnings. Lord knows MLB is.
And again, imagine you know the fake narrative that baseball's dying. Which, by the way, look at like our whole company and stuff, and just look at everything around baseball. Like, imagine if it came out baseball salaries were going down. There's your red flag. Like that would be a really bad sign. So this is good, and it's, you know, hilarious that these negotiations still kind of went on and we're getting finished.
I have a real big question about the minor league salaries. The one I have highlighted here, do we have Passan or Trev, available to just like call and ask real quick?
You want me to call Jeff Passan out of the blue? Cause that's one of my favorite activities.
Yeah. Cause if I have a take that I will share. If
we just want to cross our T's, numbers, dot some I's.
If he doesn't pick up.
I mean.
He shouldn't.
If he doesn't.
10 o'clock. Maybe 9 o'clock for him.
We'll start reading out that phone number.
Hi, this is Jeff Passan from ESPN.
God. From ESPN.
Sweet voicemail, dude.
He didn't. That was a deep voice. Hi, this is Jeff. He took a deep breath.
That was six takes.
Hi, this is.
He did a voice.
He did like an old school.
Dude, nothing's worse than trying to do your outgoing message and fucking it up, and then you're on your sixth take, and you're like, "What is this? Who cares?"
At doctor period urgent. Yes. Nah, we were recording and had some dumb CBA questions.
I don't even know how to search out this thing. So the minor league salaries have all doubled per se, right? Like
I think basically.
Basically the minimum.
I think all at least doubled, I believe is the tagline I saw.
For players on their first MLB contract, their minimum league, minimum salaries. So does that mean even A-ball?
So I don't think so, because look at the bullet below that, because that has minimum rookie ball, A ball salary. So
that's what, but that's last year, because it minimum salaries will rise from 4,000 to 19 at rookie ball, 11,000 to 26 at low A, 11 to 27 high A. So when you get the triple A, it's
I copy pasted that from an article from this past March.
That but that doesn't align with the numbers we have here.
Right, but I think that's the MLB part of this that was throwing me off before. I think this is for, like, you know, you mentioned a Cole Calhoun. Like,
yeah.
He gets paid, you know, over $100,000 to be a Yankees minor leaguer right now.
At least.
So on your way up, you're still...
So for players on their first MLB contract, so that means they make it to the 40-man?
I would think so. Like, I think in your first pursuit of being a major leaguer and making it to a 40-man.
Because they option the contract, right?
Yeah.
Like, they sign. So if you make it to the 40-man now, while on the 40-man, your minimum is $57,000.
Yes.
Okay. So to put it in, yeah, okay.
Yes, because they're still in the minors. It's still
they're still in the minors, but they're on an MLB contract because they're on the 40-man roster.
Where like the AAA salary before.
So if you're in AAA now, it says you're making $35,000. Last year it was 17. $35,000. And now if you're in AAA, not on the 40-man, but in AAA, you're making $35,000. If they select you to the 40-man roster, now you're making 57. It's a $20,000 increase, the way I'm reading this.
I guess if we're interpreting this right, and we're if you're looking for how this could be affecting your baseball team, what I'm currently getting is, especially for, you know, knowing how teams check their finances, that you might see more young guys get opportunities. Because if the debate is, do I want to pay... Can't believe Cole Calhoun continues to be the example here, but he's currently in Yankees AAA, so that's who we're using. Would we rather pay Cole Calhoun, you know, $100,000 plus to be at AAA, or a guy on their first major league contract who's a kid, just got added to the 40-man, you pay him half of that?
You have the exact opposite and negative side of the take that I have, but we're not in disagreement. I agree with you, but you're kind of like raining on my fun parade, where I was going to say that the term career minor leaguer is now a real nice career, because if you make it to the 40 man, but you can't stick, you're quadruple A player.
Right.
Now, if you sign a second deal, you know, like a non-roster invitee to camp and then didn't make the club, so you sign a minor league deal, but you've already had
been
service
on a 40
time.
Man.
Your minimum salary is $114,000. If your wife, you know, 10 years ago was saying, honey, we can't afford to live. Like, right. I call up her friend Kratzy. He's probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was making $20,000.
He's probably happy.
Nick Birdie just got called up the other day, and he had like an emotional tweet that was going viral because he was like, thanks to my wife that like let me pursue this for the last
time.
Let me try it one more time.
Now the Drew Maggies and those guys, like, you can.
And your negative spin, which is correct, is that they're not going to be given as many chances because now they cost more money. But if a team is willing to pay these guys to be on as quadruple A players to like load up their triple A, the term career minor leaguer exists, because in 2026, and I guess all these numbers are somewhat the same because it's inflation based, $127,000. So instead of being like, I don't know, I got to go home to the wife and kid and pursue a new career. Dude, you're not making $127,000 right out the gate in another career, unless you were, you know, Mike Messina, graduated from Yale with a great degree, just chose baseball. But yeah, career minor leaguer is a real cool job.
Yeah, bro. You mentioned Eric Kratz. Sean Kazmir
was
the guy. He was the guy that got called up from the Braves after not playing since he was on the Padres in 2008 and 2021. Like, you know, from 08 to 21, he was making very little money playing minor league baseball.
But I think you're correct on the flip side that these guys just won't exist anymore.
Might get nipped in the bud a little bit.
Yeah, maybe the career minor leaguer actually won't exist because teams are going to be like,
there will be a couple, and there will be like a cool passing article in 20 years that'll be like, I lived a nice life.
I think it's really going to have to be a quadruple A player that like is
guy who like goes up and down.
Squad. Like Maggie got called up, but he did a lot where I think he was never in contention, and same with Kazmir. So like maybe those guys.
Well, and I think the other thing that maybe you'll see is that maybe there'll be one of these guys in each org who's almost a player coach. Cause I think that's what Kazmir basically was for the Braves, that I think he retired and then the Braves hired him as a minor league coach the next year. So maybe you have like one of those guys in your organization who's almost the
Crash
Nick Swisher,
throwing
the arm around all the young guys and stays all in the mix. And then you call him up for schlitz and giggles when you
need him. I think like on a lot of the minor league teams, they like having a guy who's like
one
been
guy.
To the show and like is actually like an older dude and like can like teach the young kids stuff.
There's also this bonus program that is a little confusing. The commissioner's office set aside $50 million to distribute among pre-arbitration players, so in the first 3 years of being an MLB player. At the conclusion of the season, players classified as foreign professionals includes Kodai Senga, Yoshida, are excluded.
That's the part that's new.
What? Because they already made...
Because
they like signed a free agent contract.
Payment amounts are determined by awards won and statistical achievements. So there's some like allotted. Okay.
So last year was the first year of this.
Yeah. That's cool. You win a prize, you get it. The only thing is they're giving out money for if you get like all MLB awards, which is not the All-Star. Right. It's their kind of JM baseball or all JM awards. But if you get the all MLB award and you don't show up to the ceremony, like the Emmys, like if you win an Oscar but you don't show up to the Oscars, baseball's saying, fuck you, you're out. No bonus money for you.
Yeah.
They won.
You better show up to our event.
They want to put on a show.
Look nice and promote it. And Jim, otherwise, you're not getting this $10,000.
NBA's done this for years that, you know, depending on what you, all NBA teams, that can change your contract.
Had 150 great games earned you this bonus, but your best friend's getting married and you can't make it? No money for you, sucker.
I mean, this is voted on by Baseball Writers of America. So if you're, like, not liked.
Yeah, be nice. Well, that's a good lesson in all life, you know. Don't piss people off.
Try to be nice to people.
The All-Star Game tiebreaker is the big one.
Jim, like, this is baseball's making a big bet here.
Ooh.
This is basically the newest thing.
And I place my bets at the DraftKings Sportsbook. And right now, you can place $5 on a game. And you'll get $150 in bonus bets. Bonk. That's easy enough. So if you're looking to get in, this is pretty good. They've got their same game parlays. Why don't you join in the big league action now at DraftKings Sportsbook? Download the app. Sign up with code TALKIN. New customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code TALKIN, Jim. And you're talking about this All-Star Game tiebreaker?
Yeah, we're going to a swing-off. Yes. How about that? If the All-Star Game is tied after 9 innings, each team shall pick 3 players to participate in a home run derby tiebreaker. Each player gets 3 swings out of an unlimited amount of pitches to hit as many home runs as they can. The team with the most home runs out of its 3 selected players wins. So if the National League, each guy hits 1, and the American League, 2 guys hit none, but 1 guy hits 3, tie game. And then they would send just 1 guy out 3 swings until someone wins, I think. This is fun. I hope it happens this year. If you're Manfred, you almost pay for a tie. Like, you're completely, you know, you make sure.
You make this happen.
Yeah. You just go by the ump's office and say,
whatever you can.
Tie game would sure be nice.
And then you leave. You know, we talked about this a little bit when we've done some of our rule change episodes, and All-Star Game is great for this. Like, if an All-Star Game ends and it's, you know, Joe Ohtani and Vladdy versus...
All-Star games are designed to get new eyes.
Pete Alonso.
The Home Run Derby is designed to get new eyes, like little kids. So if they see a home... You're going to tune in, even if you hate it, and it's ridiculous, you're going to tune in, and the people that don't follow at all, the little kids, are going to tune in. They're going to fucking love it. The selection committee, when you announce which three guys got, you know... I thought he left the game... Seventh inning. Does that have to be the nine remaining or anyone on the bench?
I don't know.
I think they can pick any three. The manager can pick any three they want.
Wow.
And there's like...
He chose himself.
They upped the award money for like the winning all-star team, which is part of this. So it's like, I think for a full game, guys aren't going to make like diving catches for that. But
yeah,
might get excited for the home run derby. Bench gets into it. You get a little extra cheddar if you win.
Yeah, and it... Yeah, I guess I'm interested to see it. And you know, it's the hometown All-Stars that year is always a thing. Like, it'd be really cool if, you know, say it was in Texas this year and they brought up Semien Seager and Lowe and it was like, oh my God, the Texas Rangers. I don't know. It's fun. It's the All-Star game. You're right. You will watch it. And again, we talked about this potentially with real games. It's off the deep end, but we went, if you remember, we went to our hockey playoff run last year, Jim, and we saw, or we went to a regular season game. Yeah, I think it was your brother's birthday.
Yeah.
And, we saw a penalty shootout in person and we're like, this is sick. Like it wasn't great hockey. And you know, it's a complaint with soccer, and you know, hockey as well, but it's an entertaining way to wrap the game up. Regular season games, this would be tough. This gets me a little closer to the regular season, extra innings, send whatever three you want to the plate. Like, I think that would be sick. I know it's not pure baseball,
I have a different idea. What if we do like a bunt and sack fly competition? You just start with the runner on second.
Okay.
Someone's got to bunt them over and then you hit a sack fly to send them in. Would that be more exciting to you than power?
I liked your video with We Got Ice bunting.
I had a baseball bunt, but it on cement.
Tough to bunt on cement.
Yeah, you had to foul ball it.
Yeah.
So that's what happened there. I'm excited about this. Because why not? Like, it's the All-Star game. It literally doesn't matter.
It quite literally does not matter. Yeah. Last year's All-Star game MVP, Giancarlo Stanton.
Hometown hero.
Didn't play the rest of the year?
Basically. He didn't play again until
be cool.
Whenever he got back.
Come on.
I don't know.
He started the second half on the IL.
The last segment of the episode that I thought was cool and also dies if we don't talk about it right now was an article from MLB.com written by Anthony Castrovince.
Castrovince.
Yeah, Vince is how I really
we
wanted to say
it. We talked about a couple of his articles this offseason.
Okay. Well, he's got a list of... maybe we won't grab all of these. I don't want to do the whole article on them because we got seven on our sheet. And how many did he put out? No, he put out more than seven. So there's a couple you're not going to go.
Did he? Wait, what are we doing?
Milestones.
Oh, milestones.
Okay. Because these might the pace might die after today.
So right, like even about it today. Even Arias, we were getting all horned up because like 2 weeks ago he was sitting at 420 and we're like, damn, like all right, he's already down to 386, which like
he what had a punk. What
he had
do?
A 12-game hitting streak and he's and his dropped from like 440 to
400. Such a sicko number.
Yeah. The 2023 Tampa Bay Rays are on pace to be the first team to ever win 120 games.
That's a banner now.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. At least it's pretty nasty.
They still have five more pitchers that have to get hurt, and they had the easiest schedule ever.
I'm interested that they're on pace to break the home run record, and like that passes the sniff test a little bit. Like their lineup
home runs
like,
are up, and their lineup is great. And their relievers are good too, but they just get hurt like crazy.
But also it's
go out there and throw as hard as you can for as long as you can. We'll let you know when you're done. You're done. IL.
Minor leagues, get paid a little more.
Welcome to Rays baseball. And Yankees baseball, to be honest.
And on most teams. I think that's kind of every team.
No, it's not. The Yankees and the Rays are like reliever injury teams like crazy.
Yeah.
Like crazy. And it's philosophy driven. It's just like the Rays pitchers have signed there and said, I know I'll probably get injured, but I'm excited to learn what I'm going to learn.
Yeah. Learn your secrets. I think it's a few more teams too, like the Dodgers. Any team that pushes their bullpen.
And every team, probably every fan base, thinks their team is on that list too.
I don't know. The Yankees have had every reliever
that was part if you of the look at the relievers on Tommy the John,
like within 3 years of each other. When they decided to be a reliever heavy team. And the Rays are the same one. Anyway, Acuña Jr. on pace to be the first player ever with 30 homers and 60 steals. Does that do something for you? I think that does something for me. If it was 40 and 60.
We haven't, in our baseball lifetimes, we haven't seen like the whoa stolen base number. And I feel like when it starts with a six, I think that starts to make you say whoa.
I'm but sure I mean, there's been the 30 homers. That,
30 homers and 60 steals is pretty.
What's the closest, do you think? Well, the closest anybody has ever come was Eric Davis with 37 homers and 50 steals for the 1987 Reds.
Like
Barry Bonds, 33 and 52.
Can I give you a couple numbers? Because I
Pirates Barry,
Ricky Henderson, all time stolen base leader, you know, and a legend. By the way, he's got a 2865 homer season. He has a 2887 home season. Ricky Henderson stole 130 bases in 1982.
Yeah, he was running.
.130, people.
No grass.
That's insane.
It's turf.
Like, just pump just, that into my veins. Ricky Henderson is an all-time inner circle, like, making a starting nine lineup. I think he's the leadoff hitter for the all-time baseball team. So I was going to say I want to see another Ricky, and I don't think we'll get that. I want someone that can steal bases like that again.
Okay.
Like, every time, first pitch, I'm gone, Pop.
Yeah, like everybody knows every time they're on first and second.
Like, I don't care who's up.
Then we need to do mine and Trev's OPS, where if you get a single and a stolen base changes, you know, in the world of OPS, not your counting stats,
right.
Changes your single
you
to
get
a double.
Add a total base.
Or even at least half.
What do we say? OPSS?
OPSS.
OPS plus S?
OPSPS.
Yeah. We've always gotten hung up here. But yeah.
Yeah.
No, how like...
They should make that. If they can change a slider to a sweeper just for the fuck of it, then make OPS plus S and credit us.
I think our friends at Pitcherless invented like the swinging strike thing, right? I think so.
The swing
and miss percentage on pitches.
Whiff percentage?
I think they like did that.
And
I don't think so.
I think we'd be surprised.
Very early in the year.
I mean, that's not an algorithm. That's just like how many times did you swing and how many times did you miss?
Right. We're not creating an algorithm either, but we're keeping track of like a stat that now gets kept track of. That's what they did.
We're very, very early in the year when Volpe kind of hadn't gone at all yet, like for any sort of stretch, but he'd swipe some bags. I did like a OPSS for him, and it was like, oh, I brought him up like a $1.50. On the OPS scale.
Stolen bases are back. Go, Ronnie, go.
It's fun. So the next one I feel smells like bullshit to me.
Okay.
Ozzie Albies is on pace to be the shortest, lightest player to hit 40 home runs.
Come on.
What's Ozzie Albies listed as?
I think he's listed 5'8", 165. Tiny monster.
Nailed it.
Yeah?
But listed 5'8", 165.
I know my short kings.
That.
5'8".
I think I'd have Willie over him on the height.
All right. Well.
Willie's listed 5'6".
I guess 40 in a season's a ton.
40's a big boy number.
I thought the sentence was going to lead to career numbers, and I was about to be like, no way. But 40's pretty big for that. Okay, go him, go. Who would be his contenders? What was Kirby Puckett, he ever pop 40? Probably not.
So he's probably short, but Kirby was thick. Like Kirby was
5'8", 178.
And that was a lie.
No, he was all air.
Like Altuve has 231 homer years. So.
Oh, yeah. What's his weight listed at?
His weight.
Is this his shortest and lightest?
Yeah, he's
and
listed 5'6", 166.
Okay.
So Albies has him by a pound listed weight. Dude, he's too chunky.
Get on the scale, fellas.
Dude, he was wearing his boxers. All right.
Albie's just hopped on nude.
The 2023 New York Mets have hit exactly zero first inning home runs this season. They're a disaster, huh?
No.
The fewest first inning home runs in a full season came from the 1988 Cardinals with two.
What's going on? Have you seen like all those stats?
Verlander got booed.
Is it getting Metsy?
So Verlander got booed as he walked off the mound yesterday. He didn't have a good outing. And then they did a trivia question in between innings, and the answer was Verlander, and they booed him again. Is what the tweet said. That's what the tweet said. Like the trivia.
His first two starts
brought his
good.
Name. His first start at Citi Field. They're not. They're clearly not booing just Verlander in those booths.
Right.
They're booing like what the hell's going on? Not specifically him, but like the entire situation.
Truth serum. Did get Justin Verlander right now? Would he just resign with Houston?
I nodded my head yes quietly. All right, that's the today's episode. That's the midweek. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. Bye. I gotta pee.
Subscribe or something.
Jake sucks.
Click another video. Why not? Won't hurt you. Don't even gotta keep watching that one.
Just keep it running in the background.
I like that.
Nobody was in the suit.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.